Oh, yes, love will fix everything. But whilst we're waiting for that, we're going to have to have the Repair Cafe help us, perhaps, with a little help in our lives. So I'm very, very happy to have Debbie Ramirez and Ruth Richards here of the Repair Cafe of Sebastopol. Welcome.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here.
Great. When I saw that notice, it seemed like the time has come. We've produced so much and we're wasting so much, and all the Pacific gyres and everything, we're overflowing, coming out of our ears.
Yes.
And so you're doing something about it.
Yes. And a lot of cities and countries are doing the same thing. It's become quite a thing. I mean, some people are doing it weekly, I've heard, in some communities. Yes, it's wonderful.
Okay, well, let's just give them the concept, when it started, and so people understand what is the concept of the Repair Cafe. Debbie?
So in 2009, a woman named Martine Postma in the Netherlands started the first Repair Cafe. By 2011, she had started a foundation to help other communities get repair cafes started. And today, there are over 1,500 repair cafes in 32 different countries. And that's just through the Repair Cafe Foundation. Communities that start repair cafes using this term, repair cafe. There are also people that just do repair events.
More informal ones.
Right.
It's been moving around the world, this concept. Did they have, is there a book of rules or some overarching philosophy? How does that work for it?
So the Repair Cafe Foundation provides, for a nominal fee, a starter kit that includes the logos and instructions and guidelines and forms and help for communities that want to get them started. So we used that.
Okay.
And it was sort of a turnkey kit that they gave us to help us get our own started.
Oh, so you're not just floundering out of the gate. You have a setup.
Yes. Right.
Oh, nice, nice. Right. And so how did you guys, fall into this? What, Ruth?
I fell into it in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the Repair Cafe is very popular. They hold it twice a year. And while I was there, it was actually, they received a grant from the Dave Matthews Band Foundation.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
To rent the space. And it was a very popular, very well-attended community event. And at the time, I was a volunteer, and I was also a fixer. I was a jewelry repair person and also helped with a lot of other stuff, organization. And I've always been an advocate for recycle reuse, and I thought it was fabulous. And I enjoyed so much watching people lining up to with their little thing to get repaired or their big thing. I saw vacuum cleaners and
so like the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, it was
repairs.
It was really something. The things that people brought, very interesting, and to see their smiles on their faces when they left with their precious thing fixed. It was just so much fun. I just loved it.
And then because that spreads that knowledge that things don't have to be thrown away.
Right.
I mean that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we all have things sitting around our house that are broken, or we don't want to throw them away. And this is a perfect opportunity for, we have such a variety of fixers at this event. Everything from jewelry to musical instruments, computers, smartphones, sewers, including leather, appliances, bikes, shoes and boots, toys, lots of general things that, you know, all kinds of things can fall under that category.
Like,
and we also are offering tool and knife sharpening.
Yeah.
Even if you have some old knives in your drawer, bring them on in, you know, so you can use them.
Yep. No, I remember growing up in England, the knife sharpener used to come by in his horse and cart and used to shout out, and everyone brought their knives out.
That's
and
right.
He would do it on his hand or fit foot treadled wheel.
Yeah. So, yeah, we have our flyers all over town, and they're, yeah. And they're really well done, so they have pictures of all these things, too.
Well, let's right away, we want to imprint it when and where and is it going to be?
So it will be next Saturday, October 6th, from noon to 4, at the Parkside Elementary Multipurpose Room. So the Parkside Elementary School is the one that's across from Ives Park. That's right. How I remember right. it. Parkside. So we're asking people to enter from behind the school, which is Washington Street. And the actual address is 7450 Bodega Avenue. This is a free community event, although we will have donation jars around just to help us cover costs for materials and supplies and food for the volunteers. But it is a free community event, so don't let that anything stop you from coming.
Right.
And I also
and the
want
repairs
to,
are and free?
And the repairs are free.
Okay.
And I also wanted to add under the musical instrument repair, we will have a man named Walter there who will be tuning up hand drums.
Oh, wow.
So if you've got a drum sitting in the corner of your living room that sounds like a trampoline, please bring it on by and Walter will fix it up for you.
Oh, beautiful.
And I also want to say that anything that our fixers can't do or if it's or in that 30-minute time that they have to for each item, they will have their cards available and you can do follow-up mm-hmm. with them if you need more work than can be done there at the event.
Oh, neat. So it's a continuing process then.
Right. We also have people's music very involved with the musical instrument repair as well. And we have Apple Blossom Beads and Lois from Apple Blossom Beads and some of her people doing jewelry repair.
Oh, okay.
Yep. We've got Mambo's Pizza helping us out.
Mambo's Pizza? What do they think?
Feed our volunteers. Yeah. Community Market, Project Make at Annerley High School, Jitterbug Communications. Guayaki will be serving us drinks. And Parkside Elementary School is also giving us a break on the lease for the room. And Recology?
Recology gave us a cash donation to help cover parts.
Oh, great. Oh, excellent. Replace excellent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, Debbie, yeah, tell us about yourself. What brought you into, you know, your background and what brought you to this?
I met Ruth, and she told me about her experience with a repair cafe in Charlottesville. I immediately knew what a repair cafe was. For years, I've been wanting to put one on. In 2011, I participated in helping to put together a, it was called the Share Fair in Santa Rosa. And a part of it was a big swap event where people brought items that they no longer wanted and they could take things that they did need. And it was a lovely event. And some people started talking about the idea of doing a repair event. And we just didn't have time to put it together at that time. And it was something that I always wanted it to come together. Mm. And so when I met Ruth and she shared her experience, I just thought it would be a wonderful idea. Sebastopol Educational Foundation is the overall sponsor for this event, and I am on the Ed Foundation board and discussed with the school about donating the space, so that gave us a facility to have the event in. The families from the school are going to do a bake sale during the event to raise some funds, and a parent approached us. I love the way that people who had various different ideas of how to make the event have come out and said, Recology said we'd like to have a table to talk about recycling there. Transition US said we'd like to have a table there to talk about the transition movement. And a parent from the school said, I've been thinking about doing a pop-up yard sale event at various events around town. How about we do our first one at the Repair Cafe? So we're going to have a pop-up yard sale. She's been collecting items, and that will be, along with the bake sale, a fundraiser for the students and the enrichment activities at the school.
that continues the whole recycling purpose, doesn't it?
Right.
Repurposing.
Right, right.
What a great idea that you've brought to fruition with the help, obviously, of some of the good organizations in the area.
Yes.
Have backed you. That is wonderful. They see the value of it.
Yes, once you explain to people what it's all about, most people get on board. Even the local businesses that are donating their time, you know, they could be charging for their services, but this is a community event, and they've all been very happy to be part of it.
Exactly, as they should. I mean, it all reflects on us. I mean, we've had a mess of a garbage system, unfortunately, for a number of years, and now Recology has come in and are trying to literally clean up the mess.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of money and a lot of time. I know there's some squawking here and there, but that's what it takes when you change things, and it's wonderful to have the compost going again, and one day we'll have all our garbage in this county. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing I noticed in Charlottesville were quite a large percentage of the people that came were senior citizens, and especially gentlemen who, you know, didn't own a sewing machine. I saw a lot of elderly men who wanted just their shirt, a button put back on their shirt, you know, things like that.
So it's literally it can be that.
Yes.
Somebody will have the sewing machine, you got a tear, or you got a button to put on.
I think we had 6 sewing machines going in Charlottesville, and this time we have, what, 3?
I think 3.
3 or 4. I know they'll be busy because most people don't own a sewing machine, and they're so handy.
Right.
So, it just feels like such a wonderful public service.
Yeah, especially with clothing, because it is a lot of, it seems to be almost too much, isn't there, in a way, but yet we have to save what we already have.
Well, sure. That's, I mean, it's thing. A sin to throw away a shirt just because the button or it has a little tear.
Right.
And the same with earrings and necklaces. You know, my God, I restrang so many necklaces and people's favorite necklaces that they just had sitting in a drawer for years, you know, and it came back to life again.
So that takes some pretty fine little soldering. So with magnifying glasses and all that.
That's
type
when
of
I
stuff.
Realized my eyesight was going. We did have some solderers, and I believe we will have some soldering equipment at this one as well. All kinds of cool stuff. What was that glue that they're donating to us?
The Sugru. S-U-G-R-U. It's moldable glue that I saw it online, and I went to their website and asked if they would care to donate some to the Repair Cafe, and they sent us a box of it. And it is like a putty that bonds. It stays flexible, and it cures in 24 hours. And so you can repair things with it.
We have Uncle Dave here on the phone.
Hi there.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to this great show about this repair shop, workshop, right?
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there's be someone there that knows how to help with fixing propane appliances. That's, say, like a little portable heater, a Mr. Heater. That had rusty propane run through it.
I would say bring it on in. We have some people that are very highly skilled on our website. We have a Meet Our Volunteer Repairers section, and you can read about the kinds of things that they talk about wishing to repair. There's a shortcut to the website, bit.ly/repaircafe shortcut.
Yeah, under general, we're going to have all kinds of cool things, cool fixers under the on the general table. So please bring it in. Please bring it in.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you all there.
I'm very
excited about this. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back on the air, and I'm going to listen.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling. You never know what people are going to bring in. What in your time at Charlottesville, what was the weirdest thing that somebody brought in?
Oh, I was amazed at how many vacuum cleaners were lined up, to tell you the truth. Oh, goodness. There were so many things, little funny little clocks and lots of pottery and some stained glass items and computers, you know, laptops. And we're going to have somebody, we're going to have computer people at ours as well.
So really, so surreal high-tech people will be there.
And yeah. And okay. Laurie Mead will be doing cell phone, smartphone, whatever she can do, fixing those challenges.
The repair side as well as like on the software side of how to use it even.
Yes.
Can people,
there'll
be that type
and
of instruction.
And debugging laptops and things like that. She'll be offering that.
You said appliances, like how big? Like refrigerators?
I think a toaster might be the largest. But I don't know if we have any
household items that people can carry in is the guideline.
That's right.
And repairs that take 30 minutes or less.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. There is some parameters there.
And we do ask that people bring no more than three, and we can't guarantee all three can be seen, but at least one of them will be checked out, and bring up to three items.
That's very generous, I would think. Yeah. My goodness. I've got a few things been lying around.
Right.
What do I do with this type of thing?
Yeah. And another thing that's fun about having it in one big room, like we're going to have here, is that all the fixers get to confer with each other. You know, if there's a problem, they can talk about it together and loan each other tools and supplies and stuff. So it's a community event on their end as well.
And that reminds me of a gentleman that has been putting on repair cafes in the Palo Alto area for years. And a friend of mine here put me in touch with him. And he's going to happen to be here passing through the area at the time of our repair cafe. Uh-huh. So he has offered to come and join us. And his specialty is going around and helping other repairers when they get stuck with a repair.
Ooh,
and he particularly
likes
to repair. He finds that he can really help with microwave ovens.
Ah, oh. We're so fortunate that he's coming. What's his name again?
Lawrence.
We can always use more volunteers at this point.
There's no per se qualification, just that you know what you're doing, basically.
Yeah, I mean, most of us in Charlottesville, anyway, we weren't professionals, but you know, it's just like I said, a really wonderful service.
To get any information, you can go to the email repaircafe95472@gmail.com, or call them at 707-874-8332. Literally, from the sublime to ridiculous, the things that you're asking people to bring in. If it's, you know, microwaves, I mean, you see so many microwaves by the side of the road, mm-hmm. or, you know, they're ubiquitous, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We'll bring these things. You said there's a donation. People can donate. It's free, but people can donate.
And we will have some donation jars here and there that the kids from the Annaly Maker class are putting together for us. Mm-hmm. And we will also have some of them as volunteers as well, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
I mean, even earrings, you know, just the littlest things you can think of that mean something to you. A little broken dish, whatever. We're going to have so many people eager to have you use it again.
Right. Now, you mentioned kids. Do they get it? Do they get the repair cafe and the concept? Is it because they've been so imbued with so much of everything?
Right. And these are kids that are signed up in the Project Make elective at Annaly High School. So they're learning how to make things and reuse items and get creative with products. So those are the kids that we invited to come and help, and they're earning credit in their class for community service credit.
Beautiful.
For coming and helping.
And they'll be actually fixing things.
They will. They're helping with setup.
Oh, wow.
And then we're going to pair them up with repairers based on what their particular interests are.
Mm. That is wonderful. You've got the whole scope going in there, that through the generational things, because that's was one of the things that's happened is we're losing a lot of that artisanal skills like that, because we do throw away things. I think we've lost a lot of that. You know, this does address it somewhat.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, don't forget about your instruments that are sitting in the corner, you know, a trumpet or a clarinet or a ukulele with a broken string. Alex Bryant will be happy to take a look at it and do what he can to get it sounding wonderful again.
Accordions?
Possibly.
Okay.
And if not, we have lots of referrals.
Okay.
Local referrals for things like that.
Because, obviously, you know your music, working at People's Music. They're one of our underwriters here at Cowes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have such an amazing music tradition and wealth of talent in this area.
Yes.
Can you now, can they help repair people's songs?
Well, that's, you know, that remains to be seen. Now, it's going to be a blast. It's really going to be fun and just so good for, in all ways, good for the individuals, good for the planet, good for the community. Thank you so much, the Cowes Community Radio, for presenting this and making people aware that we are having this event.
Oh, our pleasure. It's so important. As I say, it all starts local.
Yeah.
It's all local. If we don't send any garbage out, we won't get any back.
Right.
So, please let everyone know when, where, how, and when it, what's happening.
And
it.
You can use that phone number and that email address if you are interested in volunteering as well. Right. You can always use more volunteers.
We're on Facebook at Sebastopol Community Repair Cafe.
Yes, feel free to like us there and stay tuned for any last minute announcements.
Right. So it's, let's see, 4 o'clock. Does it start?
12 to 4.
12 to 4. Sorry, at the Parkside School.
Right. So we ask that you don't show up at 4:05 with your with your. Whatever you have, try to plan accordingly, and we will keep you happy while you're waiting. If you have to wait, we'll have bake sale items and refreshments. And
can people call to almost like book a spot? Say, I'm bringing in something, so you know.
First come, first serve. Yeah, okay. We have to do it that way, just to keep it fair.
So how many volunteers have you got to fix things?
I think we are at about 23 or 24, not including the students, volunteer repairers.
Mm-hmm. And so what are those? Some of those skills then of those people? Do you have that?
We have everything from sewing, shoes, leather repairs, toys, bikes, jewelry, appliances, musical instruments,
computers, smartphones, and tool and knife sharpening.
That is incredible.
I know.
What a range it is. It's mind-boggling. I love it. Yeah. You know, it's just so needed. Mm-hmm. I just hate throwing things away. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're broken, what do I do with this now? You know,
I know.
Just sort of feel terrible. But
yeah.
You can assuage our guilt a bit. That's very nice. We need it.
Yeah. And another thing that's, I mean, it's all great to save, you know, to reduce waste. But another benefit that we haven't specifically named is that it helps us all save money. Mm. If we can fix things and then, you know, we can save our money for other things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
getting more expensive to live around here.
Right.
Anywhere.
Obviously, once you fix something, you've got to maintain it, obviously, to make it keep working. Will they be able to give a bit of advice on that, most probably?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And also, a number of our volunteers are business owners around here, and so that you can always visit them again and talk about your item and or get their information, keep their card with you. Yeah.
Oh, neat. No, what a great idea, and helped by many in the community. That's what it's all about, and to make a, make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I'm going to start rummaging around at my box of things that have just been sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get them fixed one of these days.
Yes. A friend has already given me a pair of earrings to bring with me that day because she can't make it.
Yeah, good point. So, yeah, you can load up on friends and they can bring it, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Indeed. October the 6th at Parkside at here in Sebastopol.
That's right.
And from noon to 4. Booking, you just turn up.
Just show
and,
up.
And everything is done right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
First come, first served.
Right.
What an amazing thing, and I hope it works out well. And do you see how often this might occur? Do you have any idea about that?
I think when this one is finished, we will survey the folks who came, we'll survey the volunteer repairers and see what the community wants, how the community wants to proceed. I'd like to see it continue.
In other places, what is the norm?
In Charlottesville, really? They do have it in the fall and the spring.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and like I said, some people are starting to do it monthly, weekly, mm-hmm. Little groups, especially for the senior population.
Yeah, I just met somebody who moved here recently from Denver, and when she was there, she was part of a repair cafe that took place every Sunday.
Wow.
It was on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
But it did.
But it was every
Sunday.
It was
that well supported. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Sebastopol, get out there and support it. We know you've got a lot of broken things out there. Well, thank you, Ruth Richards and Debbie Ramirez of the Repair Cafe. And
thank
really
you.
Thank
a,
you.
Whoops, have a wonderful good luck. I think I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be turning up and enjoying it.
Yes.
And again, it's meeting the community as mm-hmm. well, isn't it? It's those connections and networking.
That's right.
Is so important about this part. It's not just the repair.
Right. That right. is a big part yeah. of it. After people have repaired things together, they'll see each other around town, and it's just knitting the community together in a nicer way.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful space. It's a nice, big, bright, sunny, colorful, multi-purpose room with lots of seating, and it's a very comfortable place to be.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Get on down there, October the 6th, the Repair Cafe, 12 to 4, at Parkside Cafe on Bodega Avenue, Sebastopol. Parkside Element. What did I say? Brooks?
Parkside.
Parkside. Oh, that's in Santa Rosa, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. Don't go there. Well, thank you so much. And then, of course, I've got to end off on the song that the one thing that cannot be fixed at the Repair Cafe, and that's a broken heart.